to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Wounded to Wonderful and Keeping It Real. Today, this is your destination to have real talk with real people who experience real things and who are also empowered to talk to you to get you empowered. So, today's guests, Matt Posner and Eddie Gomez, are going to share things with us that we talk about, and we're going to talk about today, mental health. That's seems to be a big to-do around town, around the world, but we're going to talk about it, and we're just going to take it apart. See, I have two great men in front of me, so I chose mental health for a reason. Mental health. Okay, so I chose that because I want to hear it from a man's perspective, because usually women always talk about it, and we have the feel-good stuff about it, but I want to hear it from a man. So welcome, Matt Posner. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm an English teacher in a high school in New York City, and I've been in city pretty much through a lot of the major stressors. I was here shortly before 9/11, moved in early 2000, and of course, we just came out of being the world epicenter of COVID-19 back in the spring.
Absolutely.
So then in between this commuting, kind of have been through a lot of the stressors, and I'm eager to give my humble perspective on how I got through it and what I've seen.
Great. And welcome, Eddie Gomez. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Sure. I am from LA, but I currently live in New York City. I moved here maybe about a decade ago. Moved back and forth, joined the circus, creator, writer. So just kind of dip and dab myself a little bit creatively everywhere. And then how Matt was talking, you know, just kind of here to give a humble advice on COVID, you know, because men do suffer and a lot of men don't talk about it. So definitely a great topic.
Absolutely.
To talk about.
I think that's great to hear. I love to hear men say humble, because that doesn't really come along with testosterone a lot of times. So that's good. That's good. That's good to hear. So what is mental illness? American Psychiatric Association says mental illness is a health condition involving changes in emotions, thinking, or behavior for a combination of things. Mental illness is associated with distress and other problems. That kind of sounds like everybody. And it also is connected to social, work, and family activities. So it can be a myriad of things. So I think we all kind of had some type of mental illness going on at some point in our lives. Not to the point of a break, but some type of mental illness. Can we talk about what mental illness, what stressors you had? Let's do that first. Let's talk about stressors. Can we talk about that? Oscar, what? Listen to me. Come back. Eddie, can you talk about any stressors that you may have had that kind of fits into that mental illness category that the American Association is talking about?
think in general, just being a human in society has a lot of stress factors. They can range from, obviously, from just overthinking, anxiety, anger. I think I blanked out for a second. Sorry.
It's okay.
But I feel like just as humans, we all go through it. And just how you were saying, I don't think it specifically pinpoints to just females. I think it also pinpoints males and just of any genders in general, now that we live in a society with different types of genders.
Right.
I feel like it just pinpoints and exactly in the societies that you live in and the people that you grow around can have a huge factor in a lot of mental illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
For each human.
Yeah, I think so too. What do you say, Matt?
I think that having men talk about it, the relevance of that problem, one way that's relevant is probably the fact that men are encouraged to conceal these things.
Yeah.
Not to talk about
it. It's a big one. It's a big one.
And the means that they have for releasing the stress are generally supposed to be athletic or extremely private.
Ah.
So it's like, oh, you're stressed? Go for a run. Or you're stressed? Go drinking with your buddy, you know.
Ah.
Or talking about feelings is, you know, and I'm good to do that, don't get me wrong, but I believe there's a lot of pressure put on males in general, in the West at least.
Yes.
To avoid revealing that because it's seen as a vulnerability.
Yeah. I've seen that, and having a brother and having a father and a husband or two, I've seen that. I've seen, you know, that stress is not supposed to affect them. And then if it does, like you said, there's an escape route. Let me go hang out with my friends and get, like, roasted, and it won't bother me, but then you come back and it's kind of bothering. But the emotional part of it is very important, that you said that the emotional part is not, you're not supposed to have that. You're not supposed to have that at all. Let's talk about the emotional part. Like, I've seen men break down more so now during COVID, more so now. Not as much before, but more so now. I see it happening. What do you think that is a result of? Is that the vulnerability being like, okay, I don't care anymore? What do you think that revealing is now?
Men are, and I'm going to go to my John Gray here. You know, men from Mars, women from Venus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of thing. I'm going to focus on one thing at a time. I'm going to focus on a task, right? I'm going to focus on a goal.
Uh-huh.
And they stay on that. What's going on in COVID now is that there is no security. You can't stay focused because you're being attacked on all sides by problems, especially this year. You know, there's no way to even think of what kind of plan am I going to make? What am I going to do in a year or 2 years, 10 years? Because I could have COVID anytime, right?
Right.
So then, you know, assaulted, and then we look at the other things that are going on, because this has been a year full of turmoil.
Yeah.
And we don't want to start listing off everything, but we all know between politics and social injustice that there's a lot of other stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
For me, for example, the city was full of, and Eddie, maybe you heard this too, people shooting off fireworks till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
None about it. This is just like destabilizing us. You're just feeling attacked from all sides. So males in the present situation are having such an accumulation of stressors that they can't keep the pinpoint focus that they're sort of biologically or psychologically conditioned to.
And what do you say, Eddie?
I completely agree with Matt also to pinpoint I was having a conversation with my mother, and we were talking about how men in general
mm-hmm.
are often called like the men of the house.
You mm-hmm.
know, like they're like the they bring the bread to the house.
Mm-hmm.
So having that responsibility of just being a man of the house, of being just a man in society. So we have this huge distraction, like your job, going to the gym, hanging out with the buddies, making sure that the family's okay, whatever the activities he had. And then come COVID, and it's like, oh, where's my schedule?
That's a good point. Good.
So it's almost like the emotions were distracted
mm-hmm.
by society, by everything that a man has to do, and just having that stress factor that now you're at home, you don't have a schedule, you can't do the same things that you used to, that distraction is gone. So it just kind of almost unveils your eyes to be like, what am I missing? Why am I feeling this?
Right.
And this is something that women do this on a 24/7 basis because they're home and they're more emotional. Men are taught not to be as emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Men are taught not to show their emotions because it's not manly. So I feel like now during COVID, I have a lot of friends that they've been like, why am I feeling this? Like, should I be talking to this about somebody? And I'm like, yes, you should. And I feel like we as men have always had a distraction to keep us distracted from our own emotions. And now COVID has exposed us, unveiled our eyes to be like, hey, you do have emotions.
Yeah.
It's okay to talk about it.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. I think that's really good. That's really good. And also just as a male in general, to say to another male, yeah, you should be talking to somebody else about this. That's not part of the communication or, you know, the rapport that we had. Like, yeah, you talk to me. Yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. But it's not something that you say, oh, yeah, you should go. That's really good. That's something that should be done. In regards to now, we're talking about male and we're talking about the responsibility that society kind of puts on the male role. And it does impede sometimes I guess not the behavior, but, you know, being able to share those feelings. How do we address that now that it's COVID, you know, it's a crisis, everybody's in crisis. How is it going to be addressed? How do we begin to address that? One, I know, like you said, when all year round, all your friends or male friends, that is, you know, share that, yeah, you should be seeing somebody. So how do we get to that point to kind of make that adjustment or that pivot? Ooh, the men are silent. They're thinking.
I'm trying to figure out how to answer that. Because the major issue, which I think Eddie brought out very well, is that a lot of men have lost the schedule, they've also lost their livelihood. They're in confrontation with the family stressors more. And, you know, that hasn't really been my experience, because as a teacher, I've stayed employed continuously.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm aware that, in a sense, there has to be some way to recompartmentalize within that framework. I don't know what the answers are to economic stressors, though.
Right.
I know some families have tried to develop the source of income from home and stuff like that, but I know it's not enough. So that's why I'm struggling to come up with exactly the right answer for this.
Mm-hmm. I know it's not a worry, like the worry part, because all of us, let's just put us, all of us are feeling the COVID crisis. You know, all of us are. Whether, you know, if we're working or not working, how can we begin to kind of like begin to start to get some of that help or to, I guess, express ourselves? You know what I mean? I'm trying to say it, express it so that it's productive. Can you express yourself productively? I don't know what I mean to just express yourself, but to have it go somewhere, like, you know, and not be like you're a total mess. You know, how can you do that? Eddie?
I believe that men don't want to express themselves just because it's vulnerable, it's weak,
mm-hmm.
it's not manlike.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the first step is admitting that you need help.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a lot from just an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're going through,
mm-hmm.
I feel like as an individual, it's very hard to accept that you need help,
mm-hmm.
that you need to talk to somebody.
Right.
I feel that is the first step. I mean, I get the question, but it's just so hard to explain because I feel like as us, if we're not willing to accept change,
mm-hmm.
there
yeah.
really isn't any change.
Right.
And that's just how I see things just in general.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all people don't like to have change, you know. And I, you know, work with the Long Island Coalition, and a lot of times you can see it in other people, but they can't see it themselves, or they don't want to. They're ready, not really ready, but in a situation that like this, you know, the stressors, like Matt said, there's so many. There's economics, there's political, there's just so many. There's every, all of this stuff. How do we kind of like get the ohm that we need to kind of like get there, you know, even like just to be okay with some of it, even though it's not okay? How do we get there? How do men get there? Or can they get there?
I guess the routines of going to work could be replaced by other routines.
Ah. Okay.
I have a routine. I get up in the morning and I go in my various things, social media, game, and so on and so on. That is my routine.
Okay.
I can get really grouchy if I don't have that routine. But that is at least something I know it's going to happen. You know, I'll finish my work and then it's time to do whatever other thing.
Right.
Kind of to relax myself a little bit. If within the family, then you can create new family routines. Well, now that we're all together, why don't this is what we're going to do together, and this will be our pattern.
Good. So new routines. That's good. Adding new routines. Okay. That's really good. That's really good. So
that's playing on what Eddie said about where's my schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So now you're adding a new routine. Are there some routines that you think, or that you all have adapted? Because I know that, you know, this has affected you all too. You know, how are there some new routines that you kind of like put in there? Because, you know, all of us can't do everything that we used to do anyway. So how do men kind of like replace? Is there some things that men replace with or could? No.
I just think that question is more pertaining to the individual's actual life.
Okay.
Because not everyone's going to have the same schedule. Not everyone's going to be able to replace how massive routines. It'll be very like robotic for everyone to be doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have lawyers at home. We have doctors at home. You know, they're not going to have the same schedule.
Right.
They're not going to have the same routine.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really think it depends on the man itself, on what they're doing with their lives, who or who they live with.
Right.
And change from pre-COVID to now COVID. And be able to change that routine.
Right.
I'd say that, well, during the spring when the city was shut down, that my wife and I were home. You know, I was still working, but I was home. So once I was done working, and if she didn't go into her job, we would always go to the park by us. We take our cameras and our phones, and we take pictures of whatever flowers that were, or the trees, or you know, depending on the different light. That, and then that's something that we did. And then because I'm an English teacher, I tried to at least once a week record a poem and share it on social media for people, because I saw that this is something that was being done. Here's something new. You're stuck inside. Here's a poem.
Right.
So like just these routines that we set up during the peak of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Of course, now there's another peak coming up.
Right. It's ever changing.
At that time, and that helped us to have some sense that we were doing something day to day that could be counted on. So again, agreeing with you, Eddie, it depends. If they were little kids, it'd probably be a different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would be something that the kids could do also.
Right. Okay.
And so on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what words of advice, we'll do the number five. Five words of advice you can give men in general on this subject of trying to be okay with this stressor, you know, be okay with it.
Five individual words?
No, just tips maybe. I'll give you three. Give me three tips that you can inspire the men that are listening. Three tips that you can say to them, this is what you can do during this time, or, you know, just something to get them going that they can handle this and they can make the changes.
I'll start. Definitely one of the things that has been helping me a lot, because COVID did affect me a little, and it's okay. One of the things that I started doing was breathing/meditating. I know a lot of people are not into that, but as simple as me telling my dad, hey, if you feel like a lot is happening, stop, drop everything, sit down, face a wall, whatever makes you comfortable where you feel like you're in zone with yourself, close your eyes and just breathe. Breathe for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Breathing helps calm nerves down. Breathing helps you kind of put things into perspective, especially in a situation in the moment if you feel like a lot is happening. And as men, we feel like we have to do a lot.
Yeah.
As men, we feel like we have to conquer so much. And I don't feel that's the need.
Okay.
Especially now. Right. Another thing that I would definitely say is try to do something that you're not used to doing. Meaning, I like to read. I'm not a huge reader. And I'm like, you know what? I have all this free time. Let me pick up a book and try to read something. Try to pick up a new skill. Try to pick up a new hobby. That's helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading. I've been painting. Calms my nerves. I zone out. I have my crackers, my wine, and I'm good to go. And then a third one, I think, is just really taking time to even just zone yourself away from... I don't want to say zone yourself away from family, but like if you live in a house with family, try to take like 5 minutes away from them. Put yourself in the bedroom, go to the bathroom, take a hot shower, literally just close your eyes and just breathe. Just think things through thoroughly. And if you have to cry in that moment because you're in that alone space, do it. I feel like men are not encouraged. I feel like not enough people tell men that it's okay to cry.
Yeah.
Like it's okay to let things go.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have more comfort doing it with your brother, your sister, your wife, or your husband, do it. It does help. Crying, for some reason, it kind of always takes a little weight off of you feeling a certain way.
Right.
So definitely, even taking those 5 minutes just to kind of like breathe in, put things back into perspective, and just saying that it's going to be okay. Like things are going to be okay, even though God knows where we're going, but
right.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
So I think taking that time for yourself,
yeah,
even in a busy home, take those 5 minutes.
Yeah,
they will change. They will help you a lot.
Yeah, I believe that too. I don't do any work without meditating. I do. I meditate in the morning. I'm not working. I'm not doing anything. It's that time because it sets the tone for your day. Very good. And Matt, what do you say?
Well, I think I want to start with this policy I've had really, I guess, since my late 20s. Think about something only when you can do something about it.
Ah, it's good. It's good. I lost
any of the stuff you're thinking about. So you say, I know it's not going to help me to think about this now. I'll make a plan. This is what I'm going to do
when
the time comes tomorrow that I can deal with it, right? Then I'm going to do this. Now I know what I'm going to do. So now I'm going to think about something else because I'm not stranded. I do have a plan, but there's no point in continuing to focus to just obsess over it. So I'll start there. I've been using that for years. I think another thing, and going with the space that he was talking about also, is that no matter what the demands are, you have to consider your own health, emotional health and physical health, one of those demands, for the reason that if you're completely strung out with stress, you're no good to anybody. So, yes, I love you. Yes, you come first. But I got to do some stuff for me in order to be
good. Very good.
So, and may feel like they should just keep drawing, stringing themselves. And I'm not against doing that. But you do have to take care of yourself in order to be effective. So I'm gonna put that one out there. And third thing I was thinking of is that if you're in fact home more because of COVID, then it's time to do all those things that you kept thinking that you were going to do that you never had because you were working.
Very good.
So, like, I wanted to read that book, or I wanted to listen to that album, or I wanted to read that website, you know, or I wanted to fix the broken shelf or whatever it is. So this time does have,
yeah.
I can't fix anything, but there are things that you kept putting off. And if you're at home for COVID, then now is a time when you could do them so you can have these little tiny moments of achievement. Okay,
right.
Yeah, I'm not going to work. Yeah, I don't have a routine. But I fixed that shelf.
Right.
I finished that book.
Absolutely, yes.
In the right order. You know, the small things that, you know, like breaking a big task, which is, oh my God, I'm going crazy, into a small set of tasks that you can knock off one at a time.
Yes.
Agreed.
That is great. Both of those things are so, both of you guys gave us so much information. I like all of it. I hope gentlemen and women alike will listen to this, because this is very important. I mean, your health, your mental health, that is the thing that kind of guides you through the whole everything. So it's good that your mental health is looked after. And I like the points of taking time for yourself. We never take that little box time for ourselves, no matter if it's a couple seconds or whatever it is. But this has been great, gentlemen. I'm going to have you all back, I promise you, because you gave us some good things to think about, and especially men. So I want to say thank you for being here with me. Please give me all of your contact information, your anything that you want somebody to contact you, send it to me. It'll be in the comments of our YouTube. I want everyone to kind of subscribe to that. Don't forget to subscribe, and also to hang out with us on Anchor. You know, we have seven areas that we are being seen on, and I want you all to just like join us, like us, and contact our guests. Thank you so much, Matthew Posner and Eddie Gomez, for being here. This is Edna J. White, and we're all signing out. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity, and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.